This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk today about, what could be described as social media stupidity.
Right. We had a couple different cases that came up on my radar. And the first one was where a reporter took a smiling picture at the site of a double murder. She was with her photographer. And someone took a picture. She posted it to her Instagram. And her caption was, "So why are we smiling in front of a crime scene? Because we work in the news and it's my Friday. Hashtag reporter problems." Now, that was the first one. And then the second one we were discussing was where a reporter took a picture at the scene of an arson on top of a – looks like a building. And she was showing off her purple rubber boots. And she wrote, "Fashion on top, rubber boots for the debris. Hashtag behind the scenes," et cetera, et cetera. So those are the two incidents that people were very, I think, upset by, and rightfully so.
Well, yeah, it shows a gross insensitivity to the victims, especially the murder scene picture. And also just, I mean, they're making the story about themselves, and you're not supposed to be covering yourself when you're a journalist. You're supposed to be covering other people and thinking about other people. So even though I guess these were posted on personal accounts, yeah, it's really poor taste, and I just kind of wonder about the, you know, whether these people still have jobs this week.
I wonder whether they really want to be journalists. That's my question. Perhaps they're using journalism just to be on TV or to be famous. They're not really interested in being reporters. They're interested in being famous. That's the way it comes across to me.
Right. I do get concerned by why are they there? What is their motivation to even be a reporter or a journalist at these different stations? It makes them look very bad. It gives a bad perception to the audience, and it makes other reporters look bad because we do – a lot of the times, as journalists, get called out for doing things that upset people, taking advantage of bad situations. Plenty of times we're the first people on the scene after the first responders, after the police. And we're there videotaping, trying to get a story, you know, showing up for the local radio station or the newspaper. And people look at us and go, you're taking advantage of the situation. We don't want you here. And people who post pictures like this to Instagram or their Twitter accounts, they're making our jobs very difficult, the people who are actually trying to get information and do their jobs.
Although showing up at a crash or a crime scene, if you're not there, then there are people wondering how come you're not covering the story.
Right. Oh, it's always a catch-22 there.
And, of course, this is nothing new, Lisa, right? The idea of reporters kind of making it all about themselves.
Yeah, I mean, Geraldo Rivera came to mind when I was reading about these more recent cases.
Sorry to hear that.
But I think, you know, I think it's a business. Journalism attracts people with big egos, you know, in print or broadcast. It's just part of the business. And I mean, I think it's – sometimes when you're covering some big story, especially, you can get kind of carried away and see yourself as a character in the story. I mean, if you are privy to things that most, you know, the general public doesn't always get to see, you get to cover presidential candidates, mm-hmm. and go places the public doesn't get to go. You're supposed to be their eyes and ears. And so sometimes I can see where, you know, especially a young journalist would get caught up in that.
Especially young journalists. I think the young journalists are the ones that are constantly – I mean, I'm reading the stories, and it's always someone who's in their 20s. Always. It always seems like that. I'm wondering if either social media protocol is not – is too lax maybe. People aren't, you know, explaining, you know, this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing. I feel like there should be common sense. But we all know that that actually does not exist. There is no such thing as common sense. And people sometimes have to be told what is the right thing and what is the wrong thing to do. And in this case, I don't believe with the double murder, I don't think she lost her job. I don't think the other reporter lost their job either. But there were people definitely in the comment sections of these stories, you know, asking, saying this person should be fired immediately by the news director.
Didn't you tell us earlier before we started the program that some people also blame the news directors?
Yeah, they say that the news management is responsible for the reporters. And if the reporters are doing things like this, and maybe this wasn't the only time this reporter's ever done it before. Maybe there have been other times, but saying that, you know, this stuff needs to be explained to the reporters and, so they don't do these kinds of things. And that is the news director's job.
Well, I agree with your comment that this should be common sense that you don't do this. But perhaps one reason these reporters have not lost their jobs is because it's not spelled out by the station management that this is something now you have to put in writing so that the reporters understand. You're not supposed to goof around at a crime scene. You're not supposed to pose for happy photos at a crime scene. You're there to do your job. If someone posts a photo of you out covering a story, it should be a photo of you actually interviewing someone, doing some sort of work, not posing, smiling where a couple people have been murdered or something else bad has happened.
Yeah, maybe some newsroom guidelines would prevent incidents like this. It's one thing to have your picture taken with Obama, but it's another to have your picture taken at a crime scene.
Right.
So. Absolutely. But would you, either of you as a reporter, have your photo taken with the president, whoever it might be? If you were covering an event, would you pose for a photo with the president or with a candidate even?
Not a candidate. But I might want a picture taken of me interviewing that person. I think that would be a little bit more more appropriate than a posed picture. Now, I know we've discussed before people taking posed pictures and putting on their Twitter accounts and things like that. A lot of people are for that because, again, they're pushing reporters to Twitter, to Instagram, to Facebook. They're pushing them to have a social media presence. But I think people are using it in the wrong way, and people have to be very careful. Journalists have to be very careful. Station management has to be very, very careful about how they use this because it is making it look like we're making everything a joke. Really, that's what it ends up looking like.
I agree. I would be fine with that showing me at work interviewing somebody famous or something like that, but I wouldn't post it. I would just show it to my mom maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be more meaningful showing you on the job, doing your job,
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, a posed picture I think is just fake.
It would be better to have something candid and
I would concur with both of you. If I'm out interviewing someone, and many times I'm out interviewing someone and I see someone in the background taking photos. I don't know if it's a newspaper reporter or a friend of the person I'm interviewing. I don't have a problem with that. I'm in the middle of doing my job. I'm in the business of doing my job. And same if I was interviewing someone famous and someone took a photo and sent it to me, that would be great. I don't think I would pose for that photo, though. All right, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.